Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Joe Biden and his running mate will not deliver their acceptance speeches in person at the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee when it begins in less than 2 weeks because of coronavirus concerns. But by then, we should know which woman Biden wants to be his vice presidential pick. Let's talk about that with Democratic strategist Yvette Simpson. Yvette, welcome. And there are lots of names being floated and lots of jockeying for position going on. But who do you think is in the top tier right now?
That's right. Thank you, Jeremy. There's a lot of jockeying. There have been a lot of lists. There have been a lot of polls. I think at this stage, it's looking like Kamala Harris. I've heard that Karen Bass is now one of the top three. Susan Rice has been floated. Elizabeth Warren may still be there, but I think because there's a lot of pressure for it to be an African-American woman, I'm not sure that she stays in top contention. But the top three that I've been hearing have been Kamala Harris, Karen Bass, and Susan Rice.
And do you think that it has to be a Black woman?
You know, I think based on the time that we're in right now, there's a couple things. One, I do think our organization is a progressive organization. And so we believe that having someone who is a progressive will show true, attention and focus on unifying the party. And so that's where a Karen Bass among the African-American female candidates is attractive to us, or even a Stacey Abrams if she's still in contention, and Elizabeth Warren. But I do believe the times that we're in right now, considering where we are with race and the fact that African-American women have been the backbone of this party and are demanding this spot, I think means that he does need to do that. And there's been a lot of pressure for that.
Mm-hmm. California Congresswoman Karen Bass, who you mentioned, has been talked mm-hmm. about a lot, but she is running into problems about supporting communists such as Fidel Castro. Last Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, she apologized for calling Castro Comandante en Jefe, or Commander in Chief, when he died in 2016. That's a term that Cuban exiles hate. Here she is.
Lesson learned. Wouldn't do that again. Talked immediately to my colleagues from Florida and realized that that was something that just shouldn't have been said.
Is that a problem for her?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we have to think about, one, at the time, you know, Barack Obama had a pretty positive relationship with Cuba. We reopened the borders of Cuba. And a lot of individuals at that time were saying pretty positive things about Cuba. You also have to think about the state of Florida and the type of voters that you're talking about attracting and whether this is an issue that's going to be compelling to them. Certainly, there are some voters in Cuba who are more compelled by this. There are some, in Florida, who are more compelled by mm-hmm. this and others who are not. And so I think that all depends on the demographic. I think the interesting thing, Jeremy, that's happening right now is there's so much scrutiny on these women. And so every single little thing they've ever said has been attacked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real challenge, right? When you think about the fact that no individual is perfect. We've heard attacks against Kamala Harris because of her criminal justice history. Similar with Val Demings, who is still probably in contention because she is a police officer. We've heard challenges around Stacey Abrams and the fact that she's too ambitious. I mean, when is this going to stop? And I think that's one of the reasons why people are just ready for Joe Biden to pick a person and let's move forward. At the end of the day, what he's asking is he's asking one person to do a lot of things. He's asking for someone to be his best friend, partner, kind of the bromance he had with Barack Obama. He wants someone who doesn't want to be too aggressive or to be trying to outshine him. He needs someone who is going to bring the party together and get people excited because, as you know, enthusiasm is a major challenge mm-hmm. for him. And he needs someone who can do the job on day one. Imagine trying to fill all of that as one person. I mean, it's a real challenging thing. And so I think at the end of the day, we're all saying, pick someone and let's move forward and we will work with that person. I think the back and forth, all of the scrutiny is really challenging.
It does make sense, though, that he would want to vet this person. And it does make sense, I guess, that we would want to vet these people as we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I agree with that. But it's all the little things. I mean, you can even look at Joe Biden's record and find at least five or six things that are problematic with some of the same base of supporters that we're talking about today.
Well, let me ask you about another one that you put on the top of your list, which is the former ambassador and national security advisor, Susan Rice, mm-hmm. Who mm-hmm. is maybe more than anybody else, kind of despised on the right. Here is Fox News host Tucker Carlson just yesterday, accusing Rice of lying about the Benghazi attack to cover up for President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Here he is.
When the U.S. consulate in Benghazi was destroyed in 2012, Rice herself said something that was actually crazy. She blamed that attack on an online video. Once again, Rice knew when she said it, it wasn't true, but she said it anyway.
Does it matter that Rice is a kind of a known quantity among Republicans and they don't like her?
Well, I mean, it depends, again, on why he's picking her. And I think his choice of Susan Rice is because she actually has experience. And so I told you one of the things he needs is someone who can serve on day one. She's somebody he's very comfortable with. She has great, you know, experience on, you know, when you talk about foreign policy. She knows her way around the White House. And I think her biggest challenge is going to be the fact that she's never been tested among the electorate. She's a bureaucrat. Mm-hmm. And so she's never had to run for office before. Will she be able to fire up the base? Will she be able to get people to love her and bring more voters to Joe Biden? Because he needs that, too. And so I think, you know, what the Republicans say, particularly when you think about the Tucker Carlsons of the world, I can't imagine that those are the folks that Joe Biden is trying to necessarily attract at this point. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, he's trying to find reasonable Republicans, independents, and of course, the strong base of Democratic voters that we need to bring home on Election Day.
You mentioned that Kamala Harris, the California senator, and the congresswoman from Florida, Val Demings, both have a history in law enforcement. Harris was the attorney general of California. Demings was Orlando's police chief. Why is that such a problem for them, or is that a problem for them with the left?
You know, I think it's a fine line, and I've said this before. Right now in this country, when you think about the George Floyd murder and all of the many, you know, race-involved police shootings we've had this year and racist-involved shootings we've had this year, criminal justice reform is a big issue. And the way, you know, policing is a big concern, particularly among African-American voters and younger African-American voters and Black and brown voters. You're also seeing a huge surge of younger white progressive voters who have joined this movement. And so the idea that you would have someone who is in the number two position who has represented police or has been a police officer is problematic. But here's the magic. So we will need to confront criminal justice reform. And Joe Biden doesn't have the biggest, best record here either. So if you've got somebody who can pledge to actually do the work, who will say, look, I've been there before. I didn't necessarily do it very well, but we need to confront criminal justice reform, and I'm willing to do it. I think you're going to get a good result. I think Kamala Harris has probably done a better job of that between the two. She's really been outspoken in her, you know, advocacy for George Floyd and, of course, the arresting the folks, the officers who murdered mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor. And so I think she's walking that line where she's saying, yes, I was a prosecutor. I wasn't as progressive then. I am progressive now. How do we make sure that we build a criminal justice system that is fair for all people?
One of the things that has been talked about with this pick is that if Biden wins and if he decides not to run for a second term because of his age, that he would be setting up whoever he picks to be a real top contender in 2024. Now, there are other people that we've mentioned, but maybe not talked about in detail. Elizabeth Warren, Stacey Abrams, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and New Mexico's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham. Would you be surprised if Biden chose any of those people?
At this point, I just don't know. I mean, he's weighing a lot of things. I think at one point, certainly Keisha Lance Bottoms was kind of in the forefront because of her COVID response, the way that she came out as a strong mayor against a very weak governor and stood her ground there, I think is a really compelling reason why she was up front. But now that's kind of passed with time. I think the top three that we've talked about are probably the most compelling because, again, he's trying to find someone who either has an electoral base to speak of, has experience running before and or can serve on day one. Here's the challenge, though, Jeremy. We're saying we want someone who can serve on day one and who might be president in 2024. But Joe Biden is also saying he doesn't want someone who's too ambitious and who's going to outshine him. And so at the end of the day, right. I think we as a party need to be thinking more about what our future looks like and not necessarily picking someone who's not ready to take that seat, because we definitely should pick someone who's ready to take the seat.
Hey, 2 seconds here for this answer, but are you going to go to the convention?
I will be covering the convention from New York.
New York. Okay, good. Well, Biden won't be there either, and neither will his VP pick. That is Yvette Simpson, Democratic strategist with Democracy for America. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.